Zok de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Yevamos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Once again, we're talking about the previous case. We have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, four brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. So Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. But here is what changes in this Mishnah. Hoysa achas mehen asura ala echad iser erva. One of these two sisters was usher to either Levi or Yehuda, be iser erva. Let's say, for example, that Rachel, who was Reuven's wife, is also Levi's mother-in-law, or maybe his mother-in-law's mother, one of the Ervas. So that's going to be good for Levi, because Aser Ba, he's obviously Aser in the Erva. But imutter be'achaisa, it would be mutter for him to marry his mother-in-law's sister, Leah, being that the Erva, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the woman that is Aser to him, never falls liyivim. There's no halacha of yivim. So Leah is not the sister of his zekuka. She's not a chay zekukase because there's no zika between Levi and Rachel. But the Hasheni, the second brother Yehuda, aser b'shteyan, being that Rachel's not his mother-in-law or any other erva to him. So both Rachel and Leah fall to Yehuda liyivim, and Memel he can't take either one because each one is a chay zekukase. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, Isser Mitzvah v'Isser Kiddusha. Let's say Rachel is not Levi's mother-in-law, but she's one of the Shniyais. Those are the women that are Asr Midrabanan, one step further than the Erva. That's Isser Mitzvah, or Isser Kiddusha. You remember what Isser Kiddusha is? Isser Kiddusha is a Lav Min HaTorah, but it's not an Erva, it's an Isser Lav. Like an almana to the Kohen Gadol, or a gerusha to a Kohen Hedyot. So over there, there is a zika. It's only an Isser Erva, one of the 15 arayas, that there's mamish no zika, because there's no mitzvah of Yivim to start with. So under these circumstances, even though Rachel couldn't marry Leah anyway, either it's an Isser Midrabana or it's a lav, although she's not an Erva, but the fact that it's not such a serious Isser does not work in our favor here, because that's not enough to say there's no Yivum or no Zikas Yivum. And once there's a Zika from both sisters, so once again the halach is Chaylatzah, so Leimis Yavem, as she has to give Chalitza, they have to give Chalitza, and there can't be any Yivum. So once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Same case, Reuven and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon die. Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. In the previous Mishnah we learned that's a problem. Each is a chayzuk ukasai. But in the first case in our Mishnah, it's not a problem because Rachel is an erva to Leah. She's one of the arayas. Let's say she's his mother-in-law. So there's no zika between Rachel and Leah. Because there's no zika between Rachel and Leah, so memela, there's no problem for Yehuda to marry either Rachel and Leah. Neither of them are a chayzuk ukasai. However, if the Isser that Rachel has to Levi is not an Isser Erva, but it's an Isser Midrabanan, or even Minatara, but it's just a Lav, so there is a Zika. He can't be Miyavim her or her sister, and neither can Yehuda, because once there's a Zika, we once again have the problem that each of these two women, to the two remaining brothers, to Levi and Yehuda, are a Chais Zikukasa.